Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Joining us in studio now, Benjamin, we have some very special guests. They're Tolos that have won a contest, and they're going to be performing Saturday at the Caboo Fest. We had Charlotte Jones-Anderson on yesterday talking about that. But ladies and gentlemen, give it up for noted Tolos, Chi and D.
Yeah.
Woo.
Glad to be here.
How we doing, gentlemen? We'll start with you, D. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up? I'm D.
Hey, I'm Chima.
And together,
we are D and Chi.
All right. D. Oh, I said Chi and D, didn't I? D and Chi. it's great to have you guys in studio. KT is on vacation today, but he's been corresponding, I believe, with you, D, for a while.
Correct.
And it was like, we got to get these guys in studio. And then when we found out you won Caboo Fest, and we're trying to let everybody know about Caboo Fest, we're like, now's a great time. So, D, why don't you tell us, what is it that you guys won? And how did it happen to where you guys are going to be performing on Saturday?
Yeah, so Caboo holds this contest called Caboo Discovers, and they have local artists apply to be a part of this contest, and you try to make it into the top 10. Once you make it to the top 10, you kind of leave it up to your fans, and the fans have to like put you on a poll and vote for you to perform. If you make it to the top 3, then you perform, and we ended up performing down at the Rustic.
Right.
The top 3 did, and then we put on a show, and judges picked us. We won. So
yeah.
The win is we get to play at the Caboo Fest. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so how would you describe the type of music that you play?
It's like indie pop. We always tell people, man, if James Taylor was 27, 28 years old, writing songs today, like we love telling stories. We love having substance in our songs. So
Right. Something
like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's just two of you guys with acoustic guitars. So are you mentioned James Taylor, and I think of him as a pop folk artist from the 70s, right? So.
Right.
I'll ask you, Chi, is there another band or is it just the two of you guys? How does this thing work?
Right. So D and Chi at the Full Experience is a band.
Okay.
So we have, it's a 6-piece band. We have our guys behind us. The front men, if you would say, of the band is D and Chi. So like oftentimes, like when we're on tour, it'll be the two of us. And when we actually did the competition, it was just the two of us at the Rustic.
Oh, wow.
So we're really excited to see what Caboo thinks of the full band, which is a real experience. So
okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's give people a taste. Like you guys brought your guitars. Let's let people hear a little bit about what you guys are all about.
Sure. This one's called Miles. It's one that we wrote, and I hope you guys like it. It's crazy to think where I've been lately, between these miles, baby. Thinking of you, and it's torture every second I get closer to the destination and know that you won't be there. I know it's hard, but just hold on, yeah. It won't be long till I get home. Miles between us, they won't define us. If anything, they'll just refine us. So keep up, baby, don't fall behind us. I need you daily to remain my love.
Yeah, that was nice.
Thank you.
So is that a very short song, or did you guys truncate it for the radio?
We just truncated it for the radio. Yeah.
All right, nice. So are you also playing, Chi, are you also playing on stage, or are you singing harmonies? Do you sing leads sometimes? How do you guys do this?
So D and Chi, we're both singing leads, we're both singing harmonies. We're doing like vocal acrobatics the whole show. Like, so we're switching parts and like all this kind of crazy stuff. That song is one that D actually wrote, which we write all the songs like for our band. And so D wrote that one, so he's leading mostly on that song. And then like typically if I write a song, I'll be leading. We kind of switch off that way.
And you guys mentioned you guys do something really cool at your shows where you have people suggest a noun.
Yeah.
And then you just freestyle create a song.
That's absolutely right.
Hold on, before we do that, Ben, looks like Romo just drained a really long putt or chipped in.
Wow. Breaking news, Shippy.
Fist pumping. He is now 2 under. Oh my God!
Eagle! Wow.
He eagled. Tony Romo has eagled number 7. I'm assuming he chipped in because he was fist pumping. So what if we did... and he just walked over. Yeah, he must have chipped in.
Wow.
So we're doing... it looks like he's about 15 feet off the green. And boy, he landed that beautifully just on the front side of the little bump there. And then right in, Romo with the eagle. So... I hate to interrupt the momentum there, but Ben, what if we incorporated what Romo just did into wherever you were leading with all
that? If you guys want to make a song about Romo or Eagles or golf, whatever you'd like.
Or all play an Eagles song, right? You can just play Take It Easy if you wanted.
Hey, let me go first on this one. I'm going to write a song about, should I do Romo or Eagle? Do the people want to hear a song about Romo?
I think you want to hear Romo.
Yeah, Romo.
Okay,
sure.
Romo for the win. Let's do it. D, give me something... light and bouncy.
Light and bouncy.
Light and bouncy. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful day to play golf. I'm chilling in the shade and I see something. A glass of lemonade in my hand. And Romo just hit an eagle, everyone goes crazy in the stands. Oh, it's an eagle. And now I'm singing a song, write it like the Beatles. Everybody sing along. Romo seems to be good at golf and football too. Tell me, what can he do? Because that's my guy, Tony Romo.
Oh, wow. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was good, man.
Okay, so can we keep that momentum going? So what if you had taken the lead on that, D? What would you have done? Would you have gone the Eagle route or the Romo? What would have happened if you had said, hey, I got this, G?
So it's always random. We always kind of pick who goes first. Like, I went first last time, so Timmy goes first. So I try to, like, how do I make mine different?
Right.
I'd probably put both Eagle and Romo in it.
Right.
And so we're
I don't believe
try.
You.
Prove sometimes it. These suck and we're sorry. So here we go. Let's try to do this.
All right.
Oh, Tony, you're my homie. Playing golf in Fort Worth. Got an eagle, that's not easy. You're a winner, even when it's tough. And we love you in Dallas. Come home and coach Dallas. We love you, Tony Romo. Lose today, okay?
Nice.
Didn't stick the landing there. But that's
good. That's okay. Yeah. So Ben, over here at 877-881-1053, you can text in. Hey, who is this? They're awesome. This is D and Chi, and the reason we're having them on is not only because they're great tolos, but because they won a contest. How many bands were in that contest to try to get a slot at Kaboo Fest?
I didn't get the actual number who like applied for it. But ultimately, there was 10 local bands that got to vie to play in the finals.
At the Rustic.
They got to vote. Like, okay. So it was 10 bands that got to be voted into the finals.
Really three awesome. Bands. Really awesome local bands.
Oh, yeah. Like, really good friends of ours.
And yeah.
I was super nervous. I was like, everyone on this list is pretty good.
Right.
But got the call that we're in the finals. And so three bands made it to the finals. And... it was just one of those things where we started playing our show, and it was like, I really feel like we've got this. You know?
As soon as we played the first note, you could feel like the crowd was with us, which is always a really awesome feeling.
What was the first song y'all played that grabbed the crowd?
we played Sorry by Justin Bieber.
Can we hear it? Can we hear a little song?
Sure,
let's
absolutely.
Hear it. I want to hear what grabbed everybody.
Sure.
Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. Hope I don't run out of time. Can someone call a referee? Cause I just need one more shot at forgiveness. And you ain't gonna let that rest of the words, but that's okay. Because we do song surfing and we land up right on the A. Okay, back to the harmony. I go in and still don't have it, but that's okay. I just need one more chance at forgiveness. And I would just, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Does it add to end? Oh, but if it ends, can we be friends?
I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice.
Can we be friends?
By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. I go, and do you go out and spill the truth? Can we both say the words and forget this? Oh, is it too late now to say sorry?
Sorry.
Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
Oh, your body.
Oh, is it too late now to say sorry?
Sorry.
I know that I let you down. Too late to say sorry now. I'm not just trying to get you back
No,
cause I'm missing more than just your body.
I'm missing more than just your body.
Is it too late now to say sorry? I know that I let you down. Too late to say sorry now.
It says say how many times I participate in these games. It's like, who's to blame? Who's to feel shame? And who stands to stay the same? The pain from my past is the reminder that I can't see past, so my path is blinded. Like a horse on tracks running fast, so blind is trying to search the right way, but I can't find it. Behind the lies I bought into, behind mistakes I bought into. But you love me, baby, so I feel brand new. And if I had to choose, and it could be you. So see through my past, see through my pain, and see through mistakes of all of my old ways and beat you. Cause baby, I need you. If I apologize before, this is the sequel. Sorry.
Oh, man. Dude, that was great.
That's way better than Bieber's song.
Yeah.
That's great,
which,
man.
Which we have to apologize for Justin Bieber because we butchered those lyrics.
No, you own the song, though. Yeah,
that's great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ben, I want to throw this out there because it's. I think it's worth mentioning. Someone texted in and said, don't let D fool you. He mashes bombs on the baseball field.
Oh, no one has said that.
Is that right?
That's true. I played 18 years, a couple years in college.
He mashes bombs.
I actually DH'd most of my college. So, like, even after college, I had a hitting camp and stuff like that. Yeah. So, that's my favorite.
Coach high school
There's
baseball.
There's not a lot of things that are better than hitting a bomb.
How are you old enough to have done all that? You look pretty young to me.
Well, I'm 27. And that, thank you. That makes me feel great. but I have a lot of ambitions. And I started playing when I was 3. So,
yeah.
It's just one of those things that, which, I've been a sports guy my whole life. I played baseball, basketball, football all through school and stuff. And it was funny because Chima was all the guy that always sang the national anthem.
There's actually
at all
a really
the games.
Funny story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're the same age, like graduated high school, same year, like met each other in sixth grade, peewee football.
running back.
Okay.
But in high school, I started to focus on music. So, like, by the time I was a senior, like, I was the guy who sang the national anthem. Like, every game, I was singing the national anthem. So, I would sing the national anthem at D's games because D was the baseball guy, the star athlete. Well, senior night comes along, and I walk out on the stage like, okay, you know, where's the microphone? I'm ready to sing.
But no. My mom had finagled her way in there, grabbed the mic, and
finessed.
Said, hey, D's gonna sing the national anthem today.
Oh!
So I walk up like ready to sing, and all of a sudden it's like D's like move over. And I'm
really?
Like, who is this? No one had ever heard Darren sing.
Yeah, like, that's like my coming out party. Like,
yeah.
So it was D's nuts in a lot of ways.
Yeah, D's. Yeah.
I was like,
move. That was fun.
Were you nervous?
Yes, absolutely. Because like I said, that's one of my first times really singing in public. But now nowadays it's almost like, you know, hey, let's just do it, you know.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are obviously brilliantly talented. I mean, just phenomenal. So But I, you know, I'm not in touch with the local music scene. Are you guys booked all the time? Do you guys stay busy nonstop?
Yeah, we the college circuit pretty heavily. We've probably done 170, 160 schools around the country.
Wow.
In the past 2 or 3 years. And then if we're not traveling, we're playing show places at the Rustic. We're in Deep Ellum.
Right. Okay, listen, we've got Travis Frederick coming up in 5 minutes, but this is the first of hopefully many appearances on the Ben and Skin Show.
Sure, yeah.
We can have you guys back. We need to have you guys back. Need to talk about Caboo. Need to do some events and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is the beginning of a fantastic marriage, hopefully, because you guys are really, really fun.
That's what I'm sitting here thinking. We need to plan some events around you guys and have you guys host these events and do your thing and bring all the Tolos out.
Dude, we would love hosting.
Yeah, maybe we can song surf about the next event.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for D and Chi here on the Ben and Skin Show. Hey, quickly, do you guys have downloads available or anything like that?
Yeah, team, where can they find us?
Absolutely. So if you're looking for D and Chi, whether it's on social media or on streaming, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music, it goes on and on. Just all you have to do is type in the letters D. The word and then C-H-I, D-N-G.
Boom. Go check it out, Tolos. Thank you, boys, very much. Have a great time on Saturday as they will be playing at Caboo Fest.